Vin
of the W.
This is the podcast for Saturday, June 16th. And of course, it's the weekly podcast of V of the W into our new format, along with What a Vaca. And as always, you could reach us at vofthew.com to look at all the stories that we publish. That's at Vaca of the World on Facebook. You could reach my brother Art at Art the Podcaster on Twitter. And remember, kidneyforlewis.com, kidneyforlewis.com. So how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, man. Very good, actually. Feeling better.
Feeling better?
Yeah, actually, I started feeling really good, man. I'm almost down to 230 pounds. I can't get rid of 2 pounds. And it comes in and out, in and out, in and out. And depends on how I do the treatment. I get close and I get far. I get close, I get far. So down to 230.
So just so everyone knows, what's the tally up to?
It's about 170 something pounds, 172.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So 172 pounds lost. And
golly.
We were, my wife is applying for her citizenship, and we had to kind of break down some of the visits we've gone out of the country. And we went to Cancun for the first time a few years back. And at that point, that was probably a good 400 pounds, man. And I was looking at the pictures of that. And yeah, you could tell it was around 400 pounds.
Well, yeah, there was no denying it.
Yeah.
I would have guessed 600, but that's just me.
Right. But I've been feeling better. I do the treatments every single day, and you know, that's a hassle, but it's less of a hassle with the machine, cuz I just do put it on and then I go to sleep. And you know, you're tethered to the machine, but it's better than doing exchanges every single day, every 4 hours, you know. So
right,
at least when it comes to that, that's a little better.
And I love the positive thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's you got to deal with what you got to deal, and it's better than going in for dialysis. So I mean, you know, true dialysis where you go in and you sit down for 2-3 hours and they clean you out. So
yeah, well, hey, I'm glad you're I know the first week was really rough for you, and I could, you know, your energy was low. Today you sound great.
Yeah, it definitely sound, I sound better, I feel better. So yeah, man, everything's good. I was about to go to see my dad for Father's Day today, because tomorrow my sister's going over there, and you know, that's not a good thing.
Right. You try to avoid that.
Yeah. Try to avoid that. Like, Jesus avoided the plague, but, overall, your parents were there, and, I was like, you know what? I don't necessarily want to be dealing with small talk. You know how it gets to that. So,
yeah, well, you know, you're going to get the series of questions,
yeah,
that you get from everybody, I'm sure, at this time,
right?
You know,
intent.
You should just wear one of those boards. You know, like those boards people wear when they're like standing outside of a restaurant.
Yeah.
Not a chalkboard, but like there's a term for it.
Yeah. There is a term.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you should wear one of those boards that say, I'm good.
Yeah.
Dialysis sucks, but I'm feeling better.
Right.
If you've prayed once, that's enough.
That's enough.
You know, just a little, the things.
I need like a FAQ, you know, like frequently asked questions, you know, and just say, here, read this, leave me alone.
Well, what you can do is you just say, you know, they ask you a question and say, please refer to line 3.
I'll just go, okay, look, 5, 2, and 8. And then just hand him the page and then just say, read off of this. Thank you.
5, 2, and 8. Yeah. Good seeing you.
Have a nice day.
I like that.
I you know, moving on, dude, you have an adventure to share.
Man, I had an awesome night.
Right.
I went to Bakersfield.
Okay.
Last night, and
voluntarily, which is not often said.
Voluntarily, I wasn't in the trunk of any vehicle. I voluntarily went to Bakersfield to see. I gotta say, probably one of my bucket lists.
Yeah,
Mr. Jerry Seinfeld.
Nice, very nice.
And he did not disappoint.
Very nice, very nice.
So badass, man. He was so on it. He was just the expression, I laughed until my face hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it was so true, man. I could not wipe the smile off my face.
Yeah.
My face hurt. My face fucking hurt, man. And I was sitting there just fucking laughing my balls off. And nice. All new material.
Nice.
Nothing I had heard him ever say before. And, I mean, that's just a testament to his greatness, you know?
Of course, of course.
But man, so good, man. So freaking good. And you know what was funny, man, is how quick he is.
Yeah.
And his stage setup was really simple. He had all he has is a stool.
Right.
A bottle of water sitting on the stool.
Right.
He's on the mic and there's a spotlight on him.
Nice.
That's it, right? The fucking spotlight guy kept missing his mark.
Wow.
So he would go get a drink of his water, you know, step, like, you know, take a couple steps to his left, and the fucking light wouldn't follow, you know?
Right.
So he called the light guy out, man.
Nice.
He fucking called him out, like, mid-joke. He just stopped and said, "Is your job that hard?" You know, he's a, come on, guy. You know, he's like, I made this as simple as possible. I got a microphone and a spotlight. That's it. Come on, man. And I could like everybody in the crowd in the arena, because it was a good size arena, and everyone like turned back to look back at the guy with doing the lights, you know?
Right, right.
And I swear, it's like you could feel his nervousness after that. And the spotlight was like shaky the whole time. You know, he was like trying to follow him, and then midway through again, boom, he hit him again because the fucking guy couldn't get it right, man. You know, nice. And so he blew him again, man. And
wow, very nice.
It was pretty badass for him to do that. And then I know there was like a lady that kept yelling, "Jerry," you know,
yeah.
"Jerry," and he fucking hated that shit, you know. Yeah, you know, he's like, "Yeah, that's my name," and then, you know, would keep going, you know, and then he'd be like, "All right, yeah, that's my name," you know. But man, I mean, I won't even, I can't do any of his material any justice, obviously. So obviously. I can't ruin it for somebody who's going to go out and watch him. That would be disgraceful. So I'm not even going to try. Yeah. But man, his observations were fucking perfect, man.
Nice, man. Nice. And I mean, what? Who led up to him?
You know, actually, I was, I didn't catch the first act because, I was working, and I had, you know, then I had to drive all the way to Bakersfield. So it was tight just getting there. So I didn't catch the first act. The guy that went before him, there was only one person that went before him. I didn't catch it. So I don't know. I'm just glad I caught him, man.
Wow.
But then, you know, afterwards, it was just a great night altogether. Afterward, I went with my wife, the Chino, and and Big Ernie, right?
Right.
And after the show, we were all fucking still laughing and retelling the jokes. Can't even he said this and that. And we wanted the good times to keep rolling. So we looked up a casino out in the Bakersfield area. And we're like, fuck it, let's go. So we head out, and it's called Eagle Mountain Casino.
Okay.
We start driving, and I've never in my life been down this fucking highway.
Yeah.
It just leads you up into the mountains.
Right.
It was a horrible drive. My wife gets car sick, and she's like, I'm not feeling good, you know? And we're like, we finally... It would say, like, there would be a sign that would say 5 more miles, and it's just this windy, curvy, shitty road. And then, you know, you'd pass like a teepee, you know?
Right.
You know, these Indian casinos, you pass a teepee, you know, and then you pass this and that. And then we fucking passed an owl.
Wow.
And we're like, oh fuck, that's a fucking omen or something, you know? And so then, you know, we all like had our fucking eyes wide open, like a bunch of fucking white plates, you know, and we're like, oh shit. And now we're like paying super attention to the road. Like, this fucking owl, it has either cursed the fuck out of us or you know, maybe it's a blessing. I don't fucking know. So we're driving up, man. And it honestly looked like the back lot of Universal Studios where they have like the Walking Dead stuff.
Right.
I thought I was in the woods in Atlanta, you know?
The casino from A River Runs Through It.
Dude, I was like, man, this is kind of fucking creepy, you know? And, you know, and it felt like we were driving for so long, but every sign that came up was like 3 more miles, 2.6 miles. And finally we get there. And I don't know why these casinos have to be so fucking hidden, man. It's in the middle of the fucking mountains.
Yeah, because you know, that's where the government gave them the land. It's like, so they gave them the land in the worst area. You know, it's not going to be on property.
Fuck, I mean, shit. But I mean, there's car. The parking lot was fucking full. You know, so we get there.
Of course,
we walk in, and we're walking around, and Ernie looks from afar and sees right off the jump a fucking owl slot machine.
No way. And he says,
I gotta play that shit. He just beelines right to it, you know? Like, fuck everything else. Owl, we're still alive, therefore this is good news.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
He sits and literally, like, 3 spins in, wins, like, $200.
No way.
Yeah. And we're, like, all like, oh, fuck. And, we're like, man, right off the bat, you know, we're fucking winning. And the good times kept rolling, man. I saw right after that, I turn, I see an Elvis machine. And I love slot machines that play music, you know. So if I see a Michael Jackson machine, a Johnny Cash machine, man, I'm going to try to get the stupid bonus so I could fucking dance like an idiot, you know. And so I see fucking Elvis, and it's a slot I had played before at a different casino and did really well in. I sit down, and the great thing is this. There was a lady sitting there, right? And she put in like $5 and blew through it really quick. And then she goes and looks in her wallet, and she doesn't have any more money. So she pulls out her
her like ATM card, and she's looking at the machine, and we're standing behind her, kind of like, bitch, get up so I can win some fucking money. And then she's looking in her purse like, fuck, I don't have any more money. I have to go get more money. So now the moment of, okay, I'm going to get up. The ATM is like 10 feet away. And she's like,
You snake it.
She's like wanting to leave her purse there, like wanting to do something, right? And I'm kind of nonchalantly acting like, I might sit there, I might not, you know? And the second she gets up, man, I didn't even give her an opportunity. It was like when you're playing musical chairs and the fucking song ends and you slide in.
Right. Right.
That bitch didn't hear the music stop, and I did, and I fucking slid right in. And she rolled her eyes like she was so pissed, you know? And she like stood there and looked at us like, and my wife's like, man, that lady's pissed. And I was like, fuck, I don't care. I'm playing Elvis. We throw $60 in that bitch right away, man. The first spin, his fucking music comes out.
Nice.
And that bitch was so fucking mad. She was standing in front of the ATM, and she just like mid-transaction pulled her card and fucking walked away all pissed off.
Nice. So
we won like $180. And we won like $180 on that machine, but what felt better was that lady with the
snaking the lady. Oh man,
that felt fabulous.
Let me ask, any Seinfeld machine?
Dude, that's what we were looking for. No Seinfeld machine. I was going to blow my whole load on Jerry. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, man, he just gave us the best show ever. I don't know if he makes any money off of these slot machines, but
oh, he does.
Yeah,
man.
I was like, if he does, he's going to rake it in right now, you know? But no.
He doesn't. I don't know if he makes, points off of whatever his bet, but I could definitely assure you that whatever machine it is, he made money selling that, you know, the clip, the image,
and
all of
that. Yeah. So, yeah, no machines, but the whole night we're doing good. And my wife never gambles. She doesn't like to gamble. You know, she knows that I gamble, and she is always okay with it. I'm very cool about it. But, I'm like, hey, I tell her, hey, if there's any machines that are calling you, just go with your gut and fucking tell me, I'll give you the money, you go. Right.
Yeah.
So we're there for about an hour or two. And she goes, you know what? Pitbull machine. There's a Pitbull machine. The singer Pitbull. It's Pitbull with the Playboy bunnies. And she turns and looks at it and she goes, it's the first one she even mentioned to me. Like the whole time I'm like, is she really enjoying herself or not? Because she's not really getting into the gambling thing. You know, the rest of us are hitting it hard. And then she just kind of glances over and goes, I think I want to play that machine over there. It's something about it.
Nice.
I give her a 20. She goes. She sits down. Boom. $850.
Wow.
So, man, I mean, of course, we kept playing and everything like that, and it was up and down, but we left on top. The whole trip was paid for, all of our tickets for the Jerry show.
Nice.
We went, and we were up, so I went. And like I said, I'm doing the keto thing. So I'm limited to what I can eat, man. There's all this delicious fucking pizza, hot dogs, burgers and shit. I see steak and eggs on the menu and I say, fuck it. Get me and my wife two steaks each. So we each order two steaks and fucking at least we ate good. And it was all on their dime, man.
Now, how many pounds have you lost so far?
Brother, I started at 181 and I am at 165.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So, 16 pounds and I got 5 more to go to reach my goal. And then I'm going to leave my wife.
Very good. Finally. Finally, some sense to that plan.
Nah, so yeah. No, I mean it's going good. But I miss bread and I miss fucking of rice course. And all that shit, you know. But yeah, no. All in all, going pretty good. Next phase is return to my working out regimen, like I used to, and yeah. But yeah, no, all in all, pretty good. The, my wife has also lost, I believe, about 10, 12 pounds. And so she's looking fantastic. And yeah, everything's good, man.
Very good. All cool, is
good,
man.
In the Vandelay very household.
Very good, man. So that's good to know as an update. That's good to know. Any plans for Father's Day?
I've been getting hit pretty hard with this question.
Just toast.
I wish I could just have fucking a slice of wheat toast with some fucking jelly on it, you know, but no sugar, no grains. That's my deal. And so, my wife's going to...
No, for your dad. For your dad.
Oh, for my dad. Well, my wife's been hitting me about, you know, hey, what would you like me to cook for you? You know, I said, hey, make me a steak. I'm happy.
Right.
My dad, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is because I can't plan with my sister and my brother. So I gave up on even trying to coordinate with them. And I just told my wife, hey, let's just make a good like brunch. And and enjoy each other. Knowing my dad, he will purposely miss brunch,
right?
And show up for dinner when
ask for chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, hey, what are you grilling there? Some steaks?
No chicken. That's what I wanted.
What are you grilling there? Some steaks? Oh man, you guys know I like fucking.
Venison.
You know, I like swordfish. So yeah.
Well, obviously you don't care about me because you know I like swordfish.
So you're just gonna chalk it up to you're not seeing your dad this Father's Day.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, first of all, it's Father's Day, so it makes it a holiday, and, you know, Pratsky's opposed to that wholeheartedly. Right. So I can't break my own rule on that. The ruling has been made.
Also, you're going through all this dialysis shit. You got to have the good stuff about it, too, you know, which means you get to use it as an excuse.
Yeah, that's one of the blessings of the dialysis is that you could just easily say, oh, dialysis, and then that.
Sorry, dialysis.
I was invited to my college buddy's Father's Day thing, and I asked around, and I'm like, dude, how many people are going? You know, my regular questions. And he's like, dude, usually people ask what we're going to eat or drink or whatever. You're asking me, like, who the hell's going? How many people? What are they doing? You know, and I'm like, yeah, I don't care what we eat. I just care how many people go and all of that. So he's, like, answering questions. And he's like, well, my father-in-law and this and that and this person. By the time he came to the third person, I'm like, dude, don't count on me. And he's like, dude, why, man? He's like, I go, no. I go, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's no way. Once you start, you know, naming like four or five people, I'm like, no, you know, it's okay. I don't
need. Or you immediately go to the well, see, you've got an excuse that you can use at any moment. For a guy like me, I immediately start to think of my exit plan, you know.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I gotta go to this shit. How am I going to break away, you know?
The sad part is, like, you know, 2 days before, you already start a countdown, like 24 minutes before, you know, 24 hours, 10 minutes, 55 seconds before I leave. you know, once you get there, the countdown goes on like a 24 countdown, you know. It's like, wow, and 10 seconds.
It's down to a T. If I run into somebody that I know I have to say hello and speak to, and my conversation right. with them goes, you know, in my head, I'm like, fuck, I gave myself 5 minutes to talk to this idiot, and I'm already at 10. That means I gotta avoid the next idiot because I gotta make up those 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm definitely on the clock, and you have to make an announcement at some point, you know, that like,
right?
Oh man, I gotta do that thing, you know. Or when my wife was pregnant, that was the best, you know. Oh fuck,
right?
You know. Right. She's right. fucking pregnant. You know how that is.
No, man. It's I've been noticing that online shopping has definitely killed my sense of social interaction. I live in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles is beautiful because I have Google Express, which I could order most things from Costco except produce and stuff like that, which yeah. sucks. But I could buy my own damn meat. And if I really wanted like a carton full of whatever, I could do it, right? So the nice thing about Costco is I could buy the water, and whatever I could buy, it avoids me from going to Costco line.
Mm.
And then I have Amazon Prime, and here in LA I have, depending on what I order, I could even get things by the end of the day or the very next day or 2 days at the most. And I tell you, brother, I've been, you know, I just buy Amazon all the time. Like I went to this place called the Beverly Connection a few days ago. And I was looking for a little cart in Target, and I literally started screaming. I couldn't take it. I'm like, motherfucker, all these fucks everywhere. And like, people are kind of, my wife is like, what? Calm down. And I just hate people, man. I despise them. I you know, I wish no ill will to them, you know. I'm not going to go do something drastic to them or anything like that. But if I could avoid them altogether, I would do so. And online shopping has killed that for me, because now if my wife is like, hey, you know, should we go get this? I'm like, what do you want? Oh, I want this. I want to see how this fits. I'm like, hey, you know what? It doesn't fit. Let's return it. I don't care.
Right, right.
You know, I'd rather pay, you know, some return fee than go and pay parking and then go have to, you know, look at some asshole who doesn't want to be there because he's working, look for something right. for me. And then just look at it and say, oh, well, we don't have it here, but we have it online. I was like, shit, I should have just bought it online.
Dude, oh, man, that's it's funny you say that, man. That's actually a bit that Jerry did, man, where he says, you know, everything's just the way everything is headed is, you know, people are no longer going to want to interact with each other, you know. And he's like, you know, with everybody doing everything over their phone, it's just disgusting to have to look at another person's face and interact with them, you know. You're like, fuck, why am I doing this, you know? I could just be doing this at home. Why am I doing this in person, you know? So yeah, you're on the same wavelength as Mr. Jerry Seinfeld.
Man. Yeah, man. Geniuses think alike, I guess. Cuz dude, I tell you, there's every time, like right now, after we do our podcast, we go to the supermarket because there's no people right. there. You know, it's at the end. The cashiers want to get the hell out, you know, so they'll just either scan the shit. If they can't find the barcode, they'll just let it slide. I mean, they just It's just perfect going before you go. All I'm thinking is, like, is there a way of getting this online?
Right.
And there is, you know, and it's like, oh, shit.
Son of a bitch. I've fallen prey to the old way of doing things.
And what a great way, man. Actually, it's like, man, what a great way of just doing stuff, right? Yeah, I mean, the fact that you, it just brings a level of accountability, right? Because the big thing I remember 10 years ago when I would start talking to my mom and say, hey, can't we get this fruit online? Well, I like picking my fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, and you think about it, and it's like, yeah, so does, you know, the company that's going to give it to you. They're not going to give you the shittiest fruit because then you're not going to use the service again.
Dude, you know what I love doing now? Well, actually, my wife, because I don't really do any shopping, but I've gone with her a few times.
Yeah.
Walmart offers where you go online, you download their app.
Right.
You go right. Online. You select everything you want.
Yeah.
And you give a pickup time of when you're going to go pick it up. And then you just go to the store. They have in the back of the stores that do it, they have a parking area that's just for people doing pickups. You park. Right. The second you park, there's somebody there. And the thing is, with the app, they get a notice of when you're close to do the pickup.
Right.
So when you show up, it shows that you're showing up. So they come up and they say, Mrs. Vandalay. And she goes, yep. And they go, okay, let me grab your stuff. They go, they bring it out. They load your car for you. And then you fucking go. Cause you've done it all online prior. You paid for everything. And say you pick mangoes, right?
Right.
On there, you get to say, I like my mangoes firm, or I like them soft, I like them green, or whatever.
And they
do that. And not only do they do that, but say you say, I want fucking I want a fucking gallon of mayonnaise, right?
Right.
And they don't have the gallon of mayonnaise that you selected. They
right.
give you the next one up.
Wow. So they upgrade you. Nice. Yeah,
they hook you up, man. They never downgrade you. Never downgrade you. They give you something better or the bigger size or whatever.
Very nice.
And they bring it to your attention. When they bring it to you, they say, you know, you wanted this, we gave you this. You wanted the, you know, you asked for a quarter gallon of milk. We didn't have it, so we gave you a gallon. This. They check to make sure everything is pristine and good. Boom.
Wow. God bless Walmart. That's one of the last frontiers, man. I rather pay extra $20 then go to Walmart,
brother, and then they don't accept tip.
Even better.
We've tried to tip them. When I went with my wife, I said, "Hey, you got to tip the guy." She said, "I try every time. They don't take it, they don't take it. They're like, no, we can't take tip."
Nice,
you know. And they're like, "Oh fuck, dude." It is. They make it as simple as possible. You don't even get out of the car.
Man, I love it. I absolutely love it, man.
Dude.
Absolutely.
Dude,
love
you should
it.
Tell your parents the
and then I'm gonna be like, how do I pick this? How do I
pick
that?
Dude, it's so
that?
Simple, man. We'll be watching TV at night. My wife makes the grocery list. The next day, boom, she goes, picks it up. That's it.
Man, you know, I despised Starbucks.
Right.
Because, you know, you have people going up who don't know what the hell they're ordering. And, you know, that's one of my biggest things. And I have the app, and, you know, if I can't order it in the app, I'm not going to have Starbucks.
Of course.
There's times where I'm walking by Starbucks and I'm like, oh, shit, I should go in. Like, oh, let me just order it. That way I don't have to go
in. Yeah.
And they just make it online. They like put it in the little thing. It's like, oh, loop. It's
and late. you get little promos.
And I get promos, man. It's like, man. I just don't know how people could. That's part of my problem now that with my eating habits. Is if I see that there's a place that is good. Remember, we used to go to Tacos Leo's all the time. And it's full. I can't go there anymore just because I see people. I just can't. I don't care how good it is. I am not going to. If I have to wait more than 5 minutes, I'm an animal. And I should not. I'm ashamed of myself, and I won't eat. I won't eat there. So I have to be able to walk in, walk out, and as soon as I walk in, there's like a timer in my head, and it's like I need to be sitting down, and then the next 5 minutes, I need to start ordering. It's just a madness, man.
You there?
Well, it looks like I think my brother Art disconnected. But other than that, that puts a big bow on our Via the W for this week. We want to thank everybody who's been listening in these past couple of weeks. I know we've changed our format into a weekly format. We still have good listenership, and we ask that you like and you share our podcast. Remember, go to viaofthew.com. That's viaofthew.com. At Vodka of the World on Facebook, at Vodka of the World on Facebook. You could reach my brother Art at Art the Podcaster. That's Art the Podcaster on Twitter. Please like and share, visit kidneyforlewis.com, kidneyforlewis.com, kidneyforlewis. To you folks, I wish you a very happy Father's Day and a good week. And until next week, I say,
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.